Setting up a company in the UAE, mainland or free zone? A legal and commercial comparison. 1. Legal framework, mainland versus free zone. Companies in the UAE, mainland companies, federal regime. The UAE operates under a federal constitutional system. Companies established on the mainland are governed by UAE Federal Commercial Companies Law. Mainland entities are subject to IS Federal Commercial Legislation, UAE Labor Law, Civil Transactions Law, Corporate Tax and VAT Regulations, Local Emirate-Level Licensing Rules. Recent reforms supervised by the UAE Ministry of Economy allow 100% foreign ownership in most commercial activities, significantly modernizing the investment framework. Mainland companies may trade freely across the UAE domestic market without geographic restrictions. Free zone companies, special economic jurisdictions. Free zones are designated economic areas established by decree within individual emirates. Each free zone operates under its own regulatory authority and internal regulations. Key characteristics include independent licensing authority, streamlined incorporation procedures, sector-specific regulation, historically guaranteed full foreign ownership. Certain financial free zones operate under independent legal systems based on common law principles. Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC. Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM. These jurisdictions apply common law rather than UAE civil law and operate independent court systems. 2. Market access and operational scope. Mainland companies may conduct business directly throughout the UAE. Can contract with government entities. Face no geographic trading limitations. Free zone companies may operate within the free zone. May trade internationally. Generally cannot conduct direct commercial activities in the mainland without O. appointing a local distributor or O. establishing a mainland branch. This distinction is critical when determining your target market. 3. Ownership structure and investment considerations. Mainland. Recent reforms allow 100% foreign ownership in most sectors. However, certain strategic industries may require additional approvals. Free zone. Free zones traditionally offer full foreign ownership, simplified corporate governance, reduced administrative formalities. They remain attractive for holding structures, international trading platforms, consultancy and service-based businesses, regional headquarters. The structural gap between mainland and free zone ownership has narrowed significantly, but regulatory flexibility still differs. 4. Corporate tax and financial implications. The UAE introduced corporate tax in 2023 under UAE Corporate Tax Law. Mainland companies subject to 9% corporate tax on taxable profits exceeding the statutory threshold. Fully integrated into the federal tax system. Free zone companies may benefit from zero corporate tax on qualifying income, provided they meet substance requirements and regulatory conditions. However, free zone entities are not exempt from federal oversight, including VAT compliance, transfer pricing rules, economic substance requirements. The UAE tax framework reflects a balance between competitiveness and fiscal sustainability. 5. Dispute resolution and court systems. Mainland disputes fall under UAE civil courts applying codified federal law, DIFC and ADGM. These free zones operate independent common law court systems, proceedings in English, common law jurisprudence, internationally familiar enforcement mechanisms. This distinction may materially influence contractual structuring and investor preference. 6. Practical application. Which structure is suitable? The appropriate structure depends on commercial objectives. Example 1. Government-focused consultancy. A media consultancy targeting UAE government contracts would likely require a mainland license to access the domestic market directly. Example 2. International digital agency. A digital content agency serving international clients may benefit from a free zone structure due to ownership flexibility and potential tax optimization. The legal form should align with target market, revenue source, geographic scope, tax planning, dispute resolution preference. Conclusion, mainland or free zone in the UAE. The UAE operates a hybrid legal model designed to attract global investment while maintaining federal regulatory unity. Mainland companies offer unrestricted access to the domestic market. unified federal legal oversight, direct government contracting capability. Free zone companies offer regulatory autonomy, ownership flexibility, in certain cases, independent judicial systems. The decision between mainland and free zone incorporation should be guided by business objectives, tax exposure, regulatory requirements, market access strategy, enforcement preferences. As the UAE legislative framework continues to evolve, understanding these structural distinctions remains essential for investors, legal advisors, and corporate decision makers operating in the region.